target states considered to be battlegrounds in the upcoming election. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is in the state of Michigan on Wednesday. He will outline new proposals to tax companies that move jobs overseas, proposing an offshoring tax penalty. Biden will also detail several executive orders he would take as president to ensure the government purchases primarily American-made goods and materials. The remarks are the latest from Biden to emphasize economic issues. President Trump has touted the stock market's gains in recent months. He's also said his administration's tax cuts and deregulation helped create a powerful economy before it was derailed by the emergence of the coronavirus. The president will not be campaigning on Wednesday, but is expected to visit battlegrounds Michigan and Pennsylvania later in the week. Both campaigns see Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin as key to the November election. Afghan officials say a bombing targeted the convoy of the country's first vice president, killing 10 people and wounding more than a dozen others. First Vice President Amrullah Saleh suffered minor burns in the blast. An Interior Ministry's spokesman confirmed to the Associated Press earlier in the day that the bombing targeted Saleh's convoy. The bomb went off as Saleh's convoy was passing through a section of Kabul with shops that sell gas cylinders for use in heating homes and cooking, according to the ministry. 14,000 firefighters continue to battle 25 wildfires in the western U.S. state of California. The fires have burned more than 890,000 hectares. This is VOA News. Thousands of migrants in Greece were forced to flee after overnight fires ripped through the Moria camp on the island of Lesbos. One Greek migrant